got a Arctic cold front headed in our direction, and we'll be sweeping through the area during the day Thursday. Initially, we'll see some rain chances during the morning hours, and that'll quickly switch over to some wind remix, and then all snow rather quickly as temperatures begin to drop, and could have some freezing of any wet pavement as the cold air works into the area. Expecting temperatures to top out in the mid-30s or so before dropping quite sharply during the mid to late afternoon hours as that front comes through, with some early evening temperatures already into the lower 20s.
And as for the snowfall totals in terms of what we're looking at there, and then I know the winds are supposed to pick up as well, which probably could create a lot of problems.
Correct, yeah. Not expecting a whole lot in the way of snowfall right now. Looks like on the order of about 1 to maybe 2 inches. But the winds do pick up with that front coming through. And we're looking at sustained winds probably in the 25 to 30 mile an hour range, with gusts even higher. Possibly approaching 40 to 45 miles an hour at times there late Thursday afternoon and into the evening. This will cause lots of blowing and drifting snow, so it doesn't really take much loose snow to be around in order to cause those whiteout conditions with that type of wind speeds.
And then I know some significant cold air is going to be with us, where we're going to see sub-zero overnight air temperatures and even colder wind chills. How long do you think that cold air is going to hang around?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be around for quite a while, actually. We've got those overnight lows, like you were saying, sub-zero from Monday all the way into late next week. It's lit in our 70 forecast as it go until Thursday. I might get near zero by early Thursday morning for a low, but